Now, more details have been published this lunchtime by the government of the proposed new Housing Activation Office. It says the office will address barriers to the delivery of housing. The announcement follows a series of missed targets and growing public dissatisfaction over homelessness and the provision of housing. The latest figures show that at the end of last month, 15,418 people were living in emergency accommodation. Almost a third of them were children. According to an Irish Times opinion poll, just 7% of those surveyed said they believed the current government plan was working. Well, to flesh out what's now being proposed, the Housing Minister, James Brown, is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What will this Housing Activation Office do that can't be done today?
Well, I was very happy to get this activation office approved by Cabinet this morning so that we can go now and set it up as quickly as possible. It was something I identified on being appointed as Minister for Housing 3 months ago that I think could really help to deliver houses, to get homes and to get real keys into the hands of real people so we can get these homes. I think the government has a really good strategy around housing. Where there's a mismatch is that strategy working out on the ground on an operational level.
So is this about putting pressure on people then, like local authorities, getting them to move more quickly?
It's about boots on the ground. This is going to be a small team of experts who are going to go around this country identifying viable sites and seeing why they are not being built on. Is it a zoning issue? Is it a utilities issue? Is it a roads issue? And being able to unlock those, there will be secondments from the main utilities such as Ishka Éireann and ESB Networks, for example.
But does the Land Development Agency not do something like that at the moment?
No, it doesn't have that remit. The Land Development Agency has a really important remit to acquire sites and to build houses. The Housing Activation Office won't be directly building houses. What it'll be doing is identifying where houses can be built, where maybe there's developers or local authority want to build them, but there are obstacles in the way, there are problems in the way, and to remove those problems. So very much operational on the ground, going around site to site to get them unlocked. And I believe it'll be able to do that very quickly now.
And when you say problems, what are you talking about?
Well, there can be various problems for sites right across the country. And like every day as a TD, even before becoming Minister for Housing, people come to me with their real frustrations. You know, there's planning permissions, for example, for tens of thousands of apartments here in Dublin. They're not being built. It's the same with housing estates across the country. Very often the issue might be an ESB connection. It might be an Ishka Éireann connection. It might be a road access. There might be a problem with maybe a site that's actually has all the services but is not zoned, and identifying them one by one to get these houses activated. Because as I say, we have the strategy is there. The strategy has been working to an important level. We've gone from 20 to 30,000 houses, but we need a serious step change now from 30 to 60,000.
But not many people accept that it is working. That opinion poll from just 2 weeks ago, 7% of people thought your housing policies were working.
And I think that's a reflection of people's real frustration. When you see the increase in housing delivery over the last 4 years, that has been significant. The challenge is with a growing population and an unmet need that's been there for some time, we need a massive step change here to go from 30,000 to 60,000 per year to get the homes available so people need them. This is one really important step to doing this. I'm doing a number of other steps as well, such as the reform of the Planning and Development Act, bringing in Commissioner na Planola, which replaces a more Planola, which means our planning will be sped up as well. And a number of other steps will be announced over the coming weeks.
What's the evidence that the plan has been working up until now? Because you missed just about every target last year.
Well, last year was a very particular difficult year. There's no question about that. So there was. But even taking last year into account, when you look over the last 4 years, we actually exceeded our target for that 4 year period in terms of.
But you missed all of last year's targets. I mean, the government led people to believe during the election campaign that in the region of 40,000 new homes would be provided. The figure was almost 10,000 less than that.
And the outturn for last year was very disappointing. We got a massive increase in commencements, but the housing delivery outturn wasn't there. And look, but in terms of hoping, though, that in this year, I very much believe we will see an improvement this year. But as I say, the challenge here is the government is putting its money where its mouth is with billions, the second largest funding for housing anywhere in the European Union, for example. But we need to see that now accelerating the delivery of homes right across this country.
But what's the evidence that you will build any more homes this year? Because looking at the number of completions in the first 3 months of this year, the number was 5,900 or so. Now, that's roughly the same as last year. So is there any reason to believe that the output will be any better in 2025?
Well, I'm confident that we will see an improvement in output, but it is way too early to make that a definitive conclusion.
Yeah, but isn't that exactly what the government said last year?
Well, what I'm doing as Minister for Housing within my remit is making a series of really important decisions to accelerate home delivery for people so they can get those keys into their homes. The Housing Activation Office is one really important one to ensure that the strategy that I'm developing and I'm putting into the system is actually working on the ground, that it's not just about talking, but it's about delivering those homes. And as I say, it's one of many steps around reform of Bord Pleanála, the Planning Development Act as well, as I'm doing over the next couple of weeks as well, and a number of other really, really important steps, because I'm very conscious. I do my clinics every week down in Wexford. You know, I know people need more homes, and that's what I want to deliver.
At the end of last month, there were 15,418 people in need of emergency accommodation. As I said in the introduction, almost a third of that figure, almost a third of those people were children. If the figure increases over the next year, will the government have failed?
Well, I think having anybody on a homeless list is something that is completely unacceptable. You don't want anybody in that situation. And we have a crisis in that situation. We have over 15,000 people in homelessness. There are more people, for example, in our IPASS centres who have a right to leave but nowhere to go. And we have a lot of Ukrainians as well in situations of emergency accommodation. Mm-hmm.
This is it. The 15,418 people, it's an underestimate, if anything, because it doesn't include people sleeping on a couch or sleeping in a friend's house for a little while.
Yeah, look, it's very worrisome, and I think it is reflective of a wider issue right across the society. And we've always acknowledged that the way you address homelessness is through supply. We need to increase those numbers of homes that are being delivered right across the country, social, affordable and private homes. And that's what I'm doing over the last few weeks and over the coming weeks and coming months to get those homes built. With the planning permissions are there, the developers are there, the capacity is there. We need to get the homes built, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
Going back to this specific Activation Office, will it be headed by Brendan McDonagh, and will he retain the salary he receives at NAMA?
So Housing Activation Office will be headed by a CEO. I've identified a preferred CEO for that role. It has to
the
be
name
somebody
Brendan McDonagh has been widely reported. No, you confirm that it's him?
Well, he hasn't been appointed yet. He is my preferred candidate. I have no problem acknowledging that. But we will be bringing a name to the Housing Cabinet Committee this Thursday for further discussion on that. But look, the Housing Activation Office will be headed up by a CEO. You need somebody who is very experienced and somebody who understands the system, understands the industry and has a track record
but
of unlocking those types of homes.
€430,000, that's roughly €200,000 a year more than the Taoiseach earns. So can you understand why this might make people uncomfortable?
It's a very large sum of money, but at this point in time, terms and conditions have not been gotten into. But what I would say is this, Mr. McDonagh is currently employed by the public service, and that's where he's expected to stay involved in the public service, whether it's as CEO of the Housing Activation Office or in some other role. For me, I'm absolutely delighted to get the Housing Activation Office now approved by Cabinet. It will be stepped up now very quickly, and I believe it is going to make a significant change to the delivery of homes on the ground right across this country.
When is he likely to be appointed?
Well, I'll be bringing a name to the Housing Cabinet Committee this Thursday, and I would certainly hope that we can get a decision on this Thursday in relation to that appointment.
The Taoiseach has signalled, and indeed you've done so yourself over the past few minutes, that further changes to housing policy are on the way. When will we hear about those?
Well, in relation to further, we will have our new housing plan that will be published this July. And that will set out the coming years. I'm not waiting for the housing plan. The Housing Activation Office is already about that housing policy. It's a key point of that.
And when will the Activation Office then be up and running?
So we will already we've been preparing even before approval in case we did get approval, so we can stand this up very quickly. So it'll be stood up over the next couple of months. We'll be starting that preparation work immediately, so we can have this office running with the necessary core experienced team. It's going to be a lean team that will be able to have a lot of powers to be able to activate those homes right across the country.
When you say lean, how many people are you thinking of?
We're looking at about 8 to 11 people.
Right, so a relatively small number of people with an awful lot of work to do.
An awful lot of work to do, and that's why we need the most high-level people we can get with the experience who know to unlock these issues right across the country. But it needs to be a lean team. This is not another bureaucracy. It's not another layer of strategizing. This is, as I say, a key team on the ground unlocking these sites to deliver the homes needed by people right across this country.
James Brown, Minister for Housing, thank you for being with us on the News at One. We'll have more for you after this short break.